there. Welcome aboard. You just in time for another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Garrett, and we will go ahead and get it started. Here on the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast, we talk about sports, we talk about music, and we talk about life. So, I'm going to make this episode kind of short, sweet, to the point. We are in the year 2023, going on day number two of 2023. And so I wish everyone that is listening a happy and prosperous new year. Hopefully you have your goals that you want to accomplish this year lined up and ready to go. If not, just sit down, take about 5-10 minutes, write out what you want to accomplish, and then start planning as to how you are going to make it happen. And so on that note, we'll go ahead and talk a little bit about sports. Let's see. Here's how I can sum it up. As quickly as possible. Dolphins lost, Gamecocks lost, and the Lake Show is doing this Lake Show things. Dolphins could have been in the playoffs yesterday if they beat the New England Patriots. They did not. And so next week, their fate is still in their hands. And if they lose, they're out. Now, luckily, we're playing the Jets, who seem to be in a free fall, and the Patriots have to play the Bills. But, you know, knowing the Dolphins, it's hard to say what they're going to do. The fate lies in their hands. I really hope we make the playoffs this year. But if not, unfortunately, it's going to be back to the drawing board. However, I will say that it is Mike McDaniel's first year of coaching. And so I am going to give him a slight measure of grace, which I will talk about later on in the show. As far as Gamecocks are concerned, we are building a foundation that I think is going to take us further in the next few years. However, I was disappointed at the outcome of the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl down in Jacksonville. We did not beat Notre Dame. We lost to them 45-38. In my mind, it was a winnable game, but at the same time, if your defense is on the field for the majority of the game, this is what happens. If you don't make stops, if you don't do what you need to do on offense, then yes, your defense is going to be on the field. They're going to get worn out. And that's exactly what Notre Dame did to us. Unfortunately, they executed their game plan well, if that's what their game plan was. I mean, things were looking bright there for a second. I mean, we were going back and forth, touchdown, 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 touchdown. But then, again, defense was on the field for too long. It broke down. There you have it, end result. As far as my other favorite team in the whole wide world, the Mighty Mighty Lake Show, earlier last week, LeBron James came out and said that he basically wants to play on a winning team. Basically, he's tired of losing, I guess, et cetera, and that he basically is tired of carrying the team. So my take from that is two things. One, LeBron, I feel your pain. You've been carrying teams for a long time. Since the start of your career, you carried teams. Not so much in Miami, in my opinion, because you had more than capable people around you that was making shit happen. But for the most part, outside of that, yes, you were carrying teams on your back, and the load does get heavy. But now, let's not act like as if, two, you didn't have a hand in this. You wanted certain players in LA. And so you, along with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka, all of you share equal blame for where we are now. And so I hope that Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka will make changes before the trade deadline, because we are not the NBA lottery team. We should not even, those words should not even be associated with our team. We have 17 NBA World Championship banners hanging up at the, well, I guess it's still called the Crypto.com Center. You know, we're not that team. It would be different if we were a team that had a banner or a team that has no banners, but we got 17 of them bitches. There's no way we should be even considered a lottery draft pick team. But the way we're playing, that's where we're heading. So y'all need to tighten this shit up. That's just about the best way I can put it. Musically, I came across a new mixtape, or not a new mixtape, a new album by E. Jones. And in case you didn't know, E. Jones is a member of the Jamla Collective, which is started by Ninth Wonder. And I think they're all based in, I know Ninth Wonder's from North Carolina, and I believe E. Jones is from North Carolina as well, but I have to look it up and see. But anyway, so I came across his newest offering, which is called Deadstock Volume 5. And let me tell you, this album is blazing. I mean, it is blazing. It is, I mean, it's fire. As the kids say, it's fire, fire. You know, it's lit. You know, as they say, as the kids, I would say. It's definitely an enjoyable listen. I mean, you'll be chilling out, vibing out. I mean, it's definitely what you want. You can work out to it. If you're not doing, you know, too hardcore of a workout, you can work out to it. You can work around the house to it. You can read to it. You know, you can work to it. It's whatever you know, if you just want to kick back and zone out like I did, you know, that's the kind of album that it is. It's what you want. I'm not going to say it's quite a classic, because not every cut was a classic cut, but I will give it 4.5 mics. That's how highly I think of this particular album. And I've been a fan of his now for the past few years, especially since I discovered his very first one, which was Deadstock Volume 1. Ever since then, I've been hooked. I've been a fan. And so check it out. It's on all streaming platforms, to include Spotify, which owns Anchor, Apple Music, you know, wherever you stream your music, you can probably find it. Check it out. It is well worth the listen. And I wouldn't put you on something as whack. At least I try not to. So, yeah. And finally, leading into the life front, earlier I mentioned that I was going to give Coach Mike McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins a measure of grace, you know, because this is his first season in the NFL. And it got me to thinking, and the reason why I made that statement was because earlier today, I just happened to be, for lack of a better term, I was just scrolling away on Facebook. And one of my frat brothers posted something about grace. And, you know, I'm not going to read word for word what he said, but basically in so many words, he was basically stating that he's been giving other people grace, but not himself. And that he is going to work on doing better in that area of giving himself more grace. And so it got me to thinking, so what exactly does it mean to give somebody's grace, or, you know, or what have you? And so, you know, of course, I had to look it up, which is a shame. I should probably know what that word means. I've heard it used oftentimes a lot. But basically, you know, it's, you know, it could be a refinement of movement or courteous goodwill. Or it could be dignified, distinguished, as, you know, similar to the words dignify or distinguish. And so I got to thinking, now in my own life, have I given myself enough grace? And the answer is no. You know, I would think back on situations, and unfortunately this is something I've been doing way too much, and I'm breaking myself out of this habit. But I would think about situations where, oh, you should have did this, oh, you should have did that, oh, you messed up here, oh, you messed up there. And so basically I would beat myself up about situations that happen that I can't change. You know, I can't go back in the past and change it. So, you know, if something doesn't work out, I blame myself. Yada, yada, yada. I realize that I, too, need to give myself a more better measure of grace. And I also realize that I need to give other people a certain measure of grace. Because I don't have a lot of patience. And, you know, again, this is something I know I need to work on as well. But because I don't have a lot of patience, that causes me not to give people the kind of grace that they, you know, need and or deserve. Like, I've had situations occur where instead of me giving the person a measure of grace, like, oh, I realize that this is, you know, why things turned out the way they did, I was ready to say, well, why did they do it this way? And I don't understand. And, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. And no, they need to go back and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, someone told me that, you know, you can't always apply what I like to call popping off situation. You have to give the person or whoever a certain level of grace. And so in the year 2023, I'm going to work on giving a person more of giving people a higher measure of goodwill and not be so ready to jump off or pop off or what have you. But I'm also going to work on giving myself more grace and goodwill, because yes, you know, you're going to make mistakes. Yes, things may not work out the way you planned them, but you can't continuously beat yourself up, because if you continuously beat yourself up about a situation, that's going to lead to more negative self-talk. And the more that you have, the more negative self-talk that you allow into your mind, then it's going to affect your life. And I never really, you know, paid attention to it or realized it, but it's true. You know, what you say to yourself can manifest in your life. And so I'm going to work on giving myself a better measure of grace. I'm going to work on eliminating even more negative self-talk and just, you know, take situations for what it is. At the same time, you know, I'm also going to give more grace to people, you know, depending upon the situation and what happens. Because some things, you know, it happens and you can go back and fix it. And so just let them fix it. Don't be quick to want to jump, because again, you don't know the situation and you can find yourself looking like a fool if you do. And trust me when I tell you, I found myself more often than not in that situation. So that's what I'm going to do in the upcoming year. And like I said, if you have not started your 2023 goal setting or whatever it is you do to plan out how you want the year to go, then hey, I mean, it's only the second day of the year, but you don't want to wait until it's 100 days in the year to try to figure it out. The time to do it is now. Matter of fact, when I get off of this podcast, I'm going to sit down and actually write out my 2023 goals versus typing it on the phone, because who knows? Got to do something different, right? In order to achieve what you want. So that's all that I have for everyone today. I wish everyone a happy and prosperous new year. I hope that you accomplish everything you set out to do. And I hope that, you just learn to keep on making improvements, keep on making strides, and keep on keeping on. So if you like the podcast, if you like what you hear, if you like the content, please listen, please like, please share, please subscribe. Leave feedback. Let the world know that you too enjoy the sounds of the Nerdy Little Bubba podcast, because we're here for you. You know, I do this because I do like to rant about sports, you know, and I do like to give life advice, even if I don't always follow it sometimes. I'm human. I'm doing the best I can. And I love to talk about music. So, but if you like the content, like I said, if you like the content, just listen, like, share, give feedback. We're here for you. And I'm going to leave you like I always leave you at the end of my show, which is I wish you nothing but peace and one love.